Mike, I know that it's early, but in the first week, has anyone kind of jumped out at you?
I had a lot of people jump out. It's been a good week of practice, and a lot of people eliminate themselves this time of year where they might not actually jump out because they're learning a lot of new things, but you can see the athletic ability is not there. Or they have a hard time competing. I haven't even saw that thus far. So we've got some good competition and pleased with the effort.
Piers is a starter at right tackle last year. Who is he going to be the front runner this year? Or who else is
jumping? You haven't been reading the paper, have you? We've got right tackle. We've got Cooper, Ryan Harris behind him. We've got Eric is playing left right now. Obviously, there's been a number of injuries last year when Meadows went down, and Matt Leps is coming off of ACL. We've got some competition. We start with a depth chart, and it doesn't mean we're going to finish there, but that's where we're starting.
How much better does Clady look in person than he did on tape?
He looked pretty good on tape. That's what we picked him, the 12th pick. But there's a, you know, there's a learning curve. You know, anytime you got a guy that has those type of feet, you feel very good about his chances. But you know, he's got to do it on game day. And like we talked about, that learning curve. It's going to take some time, but he's given some great effort, and he's got a big upside.
Coach, how does a guy like Nate Jackson keep hanging around?
Well, he's a good player. Unfortunately, he got hurt last year. But when he has played, he's played exceptionally well. Former wide receiver, very much like Shannon Sharp and Desmond Clark and Byron Chamberlain and Billy Miller, a number of the tight ends we've had in the past that started out at wide receiver, and they worked over to the H-back position. And he's got a lot of talent. He's very competitive, and I look for some great things on him.
Guys in the defensive line have said that the defense is so much simpler. Do you sense from them that they're getting it quicker than maybe more complicated schemes than they had in the past?
Well, I can't really speak for them, to be honest with you. We're doing many more things on defense than we did a year ago. Hopefully it'll show dividends.
Like, Travis Henry wasn't here today. Is there any reason for that?
He's same thing. He can't go yet. You know, those hamstrings, you don't know how long it's going to take. So I would say that chances are I'll be ready for the June camp. Will not be ready this week.
Scheffler, is he on pace for you too also?
Yeah, he's in that boot. He'll stay in the boot through the rest of the week, and we'll try to get him out on Monday as well.
What do you think makes Robertson a better fit for your defense than a 3-4 being a nose in a 3-4?
Well, 3-4 is completely different. There's no comparison with a 3-4 front and a 4-man front. Dwayne played a four-man front all through college, played his first 2 years for the Jets, and they switched over to three-man front. You know, you can take a look at San Diego's nose tackle or Dallas's nose tackle. It's just a different scheme. What they do is they read. You know, their job is keeping the center, you know, off the linebackers or possibly the center guard off the linebackers. Usually it's a bigger man that plays more of a stack technique than aggressive play.
Mike, a little bit about what Slow brings to his role now as the defensive coordinator.
Well, you know, Bob's been with me for a number of years, and, you know, he knows what type of defense has been successful for us. He's running some of the same defenses that we ran last year that Jim ran. I know him quite well. He's a student of the game, and I'm glad I have him.
You told me there are times that you actually do like to give suggestions on the defensive side of the ball.
Well, as he does in the offense, you know. Usually the best defensive coaches know offense better than offensive coaches do. And, you know, we try to communicate quite a bit, and he knows what he's doing.
Coach,